Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with John Merrick, former mayor of Mount Union, about the finalization of the city's unincorporation. This is part two of a two-part interview. So, John, tell me a little bit more about the regional utility service systems and the issues with the city of Mount Union and them.
So, you're saying, well, Russ owes us money. Well, no, we don't. They relieved us of that. And so you're probably thinking, like everybody else, well, what's Russ going to do to get their monies from these delinquent people? In 2015, Russ had championed, and the law was changed to where 28 organizations that provide sewer service can shut off the service to people's individual homes. I think we've talked about that before. And able to take the individuals to small claims court, which Russ has on several people in town, has both shut them off and taken the people to small claims court and has been successful in recovering their money, which is a whole lot faster than doing the tax lien process, because the tax lien process, you can only do it once a year. So if someone said, hey, someone hasn't paid their bill in October, we can't put it on the tax lien until next April. Then it's not collected until the following September. So you're talking about a year before the monies are received to the city from the tax lien process, whereas a small claims court is done within 2 months, usually. So the city doesn't owe Russ a debt by their own contract.
Well, thanks for clearing all that up. Definitely something to keep an eye on as far as we're concerned. What else is going on with Mount Union as far as the unincorporation process then?
So there's some other issues that people are worried about, the lights going out and stuff like that, and they are, but not all the street lights. In fact, the county is keeping several lights on that are along the main thoroughfares going through town. Now, not every light. I think we have approximately 32 lights in town. And I'm thinking that maybe less than half, maybe about 10 are going to be left on by the county. And then individual homeowners can, what they call, adopt a street light. In other words, if I have a street light in front of my house or across the street, I could call Alliant Energy and say, hey, I want to adopt that street light. And then I pay the monthly fee for it to have that light stay on. It costs anywhere between $12 to $17 a month. The reason why there's such a range is because it depends on what kind of bulb is in it. You might have a halogen bulb. You might have one of these old-time bulbs that uses a lot of electricity. But also it depends on how many dark days you have where the light actually comes on. It comes on more during the winter time than it does summertime. So not all the streetlights are going out. There will be some streetlights, but those who want it will pay for it. We still have the same sheriff coverage. We still have the same fire department coverage. The city of Mount Union does not operate or own any utilities. So there's nothing changing really in Mount Union. One of the great hysterias on Facebook, it's like, oh, the roads won't be maintained. They're going to be turned to gravel. There's actually an individual who works at the Henry County Secondary Roads came on and finally said, the roads in Mount Union will continue to be as they are, and they'll be maintained by the county. Which we've been saying the entire time, but there are people out there that just won't accept it.
So it sounds like your central thesis is kind of to ease people's minds and let people know that everything isn't as bad as it seems.
Yes. I mean, right now, this 9% city rate will be removed from people's property taxes. And then if there is any debt that's left over that the city funds cannot cover, then the property taxes will be increased to cover that until they're paid off. However, we have done as much as we can to reduce that debt so that that will not have to happen. Our property tax won't be the same as what the county is currently paying, because once the county absorbs us, well, there's going to be a little increase to absorb our cost, you know, the cost of paying the county taxes that we weren't paying as a city. And just the kind of the cost, what I call the cost of living, our share of road repair, lights out there that are on paid by the county, school districts, special bonds, that kind of thing. But it's still going to be considerably less than what we're paying now. It's an emotional thing. I mean, you have people that they were born here, they raised their families here, and no matter what, they want to keep the city of Mount Union. Unfortunately, it's just financially unable to be kept so. Our debt had increased by about 23%. our income decreased by approximately 7%. You know, those two opposites, you're going to go under. We had the money now to pay off the debt. We had the council members and enough community support to unincorporate, pay those debts off, and not be a burden to the rest of the county. And that's why it was done at this point in time. We're going to have some hurt feelings for a while, and it's understandable. There's nothing you can say about it. It's just going to be sour milk for a while. But eventually those will heal, and we will be a much better community than we were a city. We'll work more together. Instead of relying on the government to take care of ourselves, we'll rely on ourselves as neighbors and those of the community. And so while we lose a weak city, we'll gain a stronger community.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with John Merrick. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.